Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Real Talk One-on-One with you. Great Saturday. This is D-Love, and as always, I thank you guys for listening and streaming the program today. Guys, I am so elated to introduce my very special guest today. I'm telling you guys, he's traveled all around the world singing, entertaining audiences since 1999. He's earned a reputation of bringing audience to the dance floor. Now, when I say when you can bring someone to the dance floor, guys, I'm talking to you people, the ones that like holding up the wall. Y'all need to come to some of his performances, because I'm telling you, I'm just floored. I'm impressed. Guys, he's also characterized as a high-energy performer and a soulful singer, which has resulted in him being highly successful in attracting airplay in places like Canada, U.S., Europe, just around the world, guys. I'm telling you, after reading my Canadian brother's bio, I was intrigued. I was like, oh my God, I've got to meet my Canadian brother, because his bio is off the chart. Let me just go ahead. As you guys know, this is a 30-minute show, but I am so excited. He's joining us from Ontario, Canada. Monty Gregg. Did I say that right, Monty?
You did. That's perfect. Way to go. Everybody gets it Grieg the first time, right?
Oh, my God. Perfect. You know what, Monty? I'm telling you, my brother had a friend named Monty, too. So, just so you know. Cool. Very cool name. It is such a pleasure having you here with me today. You know, just listening to your music. I know you post it periodically on social media. And I was just, you know, I'm so taken back. I mean, it's your music. I mean, you do so much, Monty. Tell me, question to you, after, where do you get all this energy from?
A lot of people say that, you know what? Because I never stop. It's like so many days a week. I don't know. It just comes. It's just good. I just live off it, and I thrive off it. So it's day after day. Keep going.
That's quite obvious. That's quite obvious.
I don't go to the gym or anything like that, so this is where I get it from, I guess.
All right, all that dancing. Are you on the dance floor too, Monty?
I was on the dance floor last night, as a matter of fact.
I know. I know. That's what you told. That's what you text me and say, hey, I'm going out tonight, but I won't be staying out too late.
But I ended up staying out too late, so it's all right. But I forgot the time change difference, so it worked out for me. So I got some sleep, so all's good.
You know what? Hey, I'm with you. Tell me, Monty, tell us, are you a native of Canada, or you just decided to move there and pursue your music career, or just give us a little background about you.
Well, I grew up in a small little rural town just outside of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and never made it to the city much. You know, grew up around, my parents always had a stereo going with country music. I grew up with country music, as a matter of fact. And then I rebelled from the country music and ended up being a rock and roll singer for a long time.
Wow.
And so I did that for about 18 years. And then I went into, originally I always wanted to be an actor. So that was my first joy. And then some friends needed somebody to sing at a gig for them one night and say, hey, why don't you give it a try? So I did, and that's when I started singing rock and roll. And then a few years ago in Vegas, well, I guess it was about 8 years now, 8 or 9 years, I made several trips to Las Vegas for work, and then spending all kinds of time there hanging out in the various casinos and seeing various lounge singing acts and stuff like that, I thought, this was pretty cool. I could probably do something like this. So I returned from Las Vegas and spoke to my then-wife and told her that I was going to be a crooner singer. And she didn't like that so much. She liked the rock and roll guy. But I gave it a shot and made a demo, and people started picking it up, and I started getting gigs doing it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, interesting. So it sounds like to me, you're kind of like me, you just kind of like various genres of music, but I just reading your bio, I just, like you said, you were living in Las Vegas, and all of a sudden you just realized that you really enjoy jazz or classical jazz. How does that happen?
Just by listening to it and seeing the style of these guys when they're performing, like Frank, you know, and Dean Martin and all those guys, how they would relate and engage the audience. That was something
right.
that I was missing in the rock and roll, right? Because it's just so loud and it's like right in your face. I mean, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But with the act I'm doing now, or with the work I'm doing now, you're able to engage or talk about a life experience, which
wow.
is the reason why you're singing the next song and stuff like that. And you're really
mm-hmm.
able to, you know, get your hooks into somebody and they reciprocate and pay attention.
Right,
but it's scary
right.
though, right?
You know,
now you've got an audience that actually listens to what you're saying.
Absolutely, and when we talk about the Rat Pack, that is in that Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and Sammy Davis Jr. Is that the Rat Pack? For those of us who are just kind of too young, or just maybe was just growing up during that era, small children, I can remember watching them on television. So, exactly what is the Rat Pack? Or who is the Rat Pack?
The Rat Pack? That was Dean
yeah.
Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy
what
Davis Jr.
Okay,
and they used
great.
To perform at the Sands Casino in Las Vegas and put on like a show that lasted there forever. You know,
the variety show.
Time. Yeah.
Kind of remember that. So you just kind of like, wow, you know what? I'm really feeling this because when you know, listening to, and I will play Roll the Dice. You know that's my hit, right? That is what inspired that song, Roll the Dice, because when I listen to Roll the Dice, I'm thinking like, I mean, it's real. This is life. We take a gamble on life every day is what I gather
that's
from
exactly
the song.
That's exactly what it was about, is from changing my lifestyle from being a rock and roll singer to trying to take on the jazz genre and just rolling the dice and putting everything I had in it. I put in, you know, a lot of my savings over the years to make the albums and make the singles and all that. And I was putting a big gamble, putting a lot of money down to gamble on making this music. But I felt it, and it just came right out. And Roll the Dice was the one that just clinched it for me.
Wow.
I actually won a factor grant for that particular song as well.
Yeah, I read that in your bio, which I was like, wow, that's marvelous. And I'm looking at just, you've done so many things, and you're just staying so motivated in this music world, this music game. What keeps you inspired? To just keep producing and networking, just like reading your bio, you've teamed up with various production companies, which I'm not – tell. What is DMDS? Is that like a group or
No, DMDS up here is like where you would send your music to, you know, have it sent to radio stations.
Okay.
So it's like the in between guy. It's like your TuneCore to your iTunes. You know what I mean? You have to be part of TuneCore in order to get your music onto iTunes or Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
It's DMDS is like a delivery service, and they send your music out to all the different radio stations.
Huh.
But what
interesting.
What keeps me inspired is that I've been doing this for a long time, and I see a lot of really talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to help other people. So that's why I network with them and try and tell them stuff that I've learned, just so that they can, you know, not have to do the crosses I had to bear or
exactly.
get ripped off. Or, you know,
because
it can be a tough industry as far as that stuff
it
goes.
Is.
I don't know whether you know about my live show on Facebook, but on Thursday nights I do as well a Facebook live streaming show that we call Thirsty Thursday Show. So it's every Thursday night. I invite local musical talent to come on. They come into my basement. I have a little studio set at my basement, and we stream it live on Facebook. So at 7:30, I get these local guys to come in, and they perform. So every week
right.
it's a different performer, and they talk about where they're playing and all this kind of stuff. So that's a whole other facet to what I've been doing these days, because I started it on my own, just, you know, doing the odd song on a Thursday night while I'm doing my laundry down by the studio, and then people
right.
started picking up on it. Now I've got all kinds of viewers watching that as well. So,
wow.
But yeah, I love to help other artists out and get them out there, get some exposure. So that's another thing I'm very passionate about. Keeps me driven as well.
Absolutely. And that's your way of giving back, because, like yourself, I know multiple artists in various genres who have, I mean, phenomenal content, phenomenal work. And, you know, is kind of like what you consider unsung, but I think a lot of it is because of the lack of marketing. And just
yeah.
having someone to be able to hear and listen their, you know, listen to their music or their content. So that's wonderful that you are actually helping other people get their music out there, reach their potential, their full potential, because that's what it takes. I mean, when we're looking at big companies and production companies, I'm not, you know, I won't name any names that actually, I mean, if you're not out there, and I mean, you mean, you know what I mean, like a big time
yes,
celebrity artist or whatever, then obviously they, you know, so they don't feel you have anything to offer or until.
Yeah. And they're not going to expose you to anything or help you out at all, unless you got like some big, huge numbers. Right. I get it.
Right. Exactly. Well, it looked
so
like you certainly do. I mean,
good.
I'm looking at your accomplishments, Monty. And I mean, tell me about the Crooner Show. I mean, that is that where you actually go in and do you actually, like, play your music? Or what? Give us a background on it.
I go in and, well, it started off, I started doing the Sinatra thing and then the Bublé. And then I just started digging deeper and digging deeper, and now I do all kinds of. It's not so much the Crooner Show anymore. It used to be, and now it's more of a Monty Show because they integrated all my original music into the sets as well. But yeah, I do a lot of resorts, go from resort to resort performing. I also do bar venues and outdoor venues and festivals and stuff like that. It's become, I have a full size jazz ensemble that I use, but sometimes I go solo as well. But yeah, it's keeping me very, very busy.
Yeah, you are. I have to say so myself. Monty, I'm going to go ahead, you know, as you know, our show is 30 minutes, but I want to go ahead and play my favorite, Roll the Dice, because you know what?
Right on, do it.
It's not. I mean, it's a gamble, and I like that. Let's go ahead and listen to Roll the Dice by Monty Gregg. One more.
Like she had gone and lost her way. She wished that she could take a risk, put it all on the line, to go all in, let the chips fall where they may. So I said, you can call your shrink if you want some sound advice. Take a little tip from me, a word to the wise. Roll, 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 roll the dice. Just listen to your heart. Somewhere to get away from it all and walk away, disappear without a trace. So I told him, I hear it's always hot down in Mexico. and meet a spicy girl, you never know. A time when you got to choose to search your soul and dig deep down inside yourself. Trust your intuition to find the truth. So listen, don't hesitate or procrastinate too long. If you're having second thoughts, just sing the song.
Your heart, people. That is motivation. I mean, how many of us? You just broke some word out right there. You know that? You just put that word out. I mean, when you say roll the dice, you know what? Again, that is so phenomenal because we do that every day. And I like when you say follow your heart, follow your instinct, follow your path.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
no matter what
you did.
Cost, that's what I did, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you literally just, you're saying step out there and do it no matter what. I mean, come on. That's awesome, Monty. I mean, that's inspiration.
Oh, well,
right
you.
There. You speak into our inner person, our inner man. You're saying go out there and do your thing. Don't
that's
let
right.
anyone
don't
stop
let,
you. Roll the
don't
dice.
Don't let anybody influence you. Yeah, you got it. That's exactly
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, tell me, Monty, I was just looking at your bio again. You've done, excuse me, you've accomplished so much more. I'm checking out Winter Wonderland. I'm looking at some of the singles that you've put out and you've produced. Winter Wonderland, is that a Christmas song?
It
or
is a
that
Christmas CD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Christmas CD, yeah. Yeah, it's like okay. it's an EP.
Wow. Interesting. And the Music of the Sea, Inc. and Zillow Publishing, I'm based on what you're, it sounds like you're actually like working on new stuff as we speak right now, that you've got a lot of projects in the works.
Yeah, right now I have deals with Zillow Publishing and a couple other publishing companies in the U.S. Then they're trying to shop some of my music. Some of my music has been played on the Donny Show on the USA Network as a theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So I got picked up for that. And they're trying to do a few other things. There's somebody down in Nashville who's using the song as an intro to a radio program and stuff like that. So lots of interesting avenues that I never thought would have existed, but they
mm-hmm.
do. And it's kind of neat. There's so much to the business that I didn't know. But at the moment, I'm working with Mark Zubek again, and we're producing my second original CD. Like I've got, it'll be my fifth album altogether, but this second, I'm working on the second original, all original CD. Oh, sorry, no. There's four covers in it, and then there's four original songs that will be coming on.
Right.
But yeah, well, I was in the studio, started last Monday, so I'm hoping to have it ready by the end of May.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of work going on, that's for sure.
You're busy. That's all I say. You are busy, but the good thing is that you are busy doing what you enjoy, and that's living
life.
250 live performances. How does that make you feel when you got people up there just dancing like, Marty, yeah, you know what I mean? Cheering you out and got them up and happy on the dance floor. That'd be me, Marty.
I love it. I absolutely love it. There's nothing like it when you got people singing along with you to songs that you wrote and stuff like that. Like Don't Say It's Over is a big one.
Yeah.
It goes over well.
Wow.
But yeah.
Your
like
arrangements.
It.
Who does, do you have a live band that travels with you? I mean, or do you pretty much come up with your arrangements, your sounds, or?
The arrangements, I come up in my, they come up in my head, and I say to Mark, okay, listen to this here, and I'll strum this, and I'll strum that, and he'd be like, okay, I think I know you're going with this. And then he'll play something on the piano, and I'll be like, that's it. Right like that. But
wow.
Then he just changes. Yeah, because I can play guitar and a little bit of piano, but he is he's a master. So
he's the
I
master,
go to the
right?
master to help. Yes, he can interpret my thoughts. So he's awesome that way. But we've worked, he's done a great job with some of the arrangements. We've had some really good players to play on the albums, that's for sure. We had some musicians from Bublé's band who were on the first album that were in town, in Toronto, and needed some recording time. So they came in and sat in the studio and did a lot of the sax and the trumpet work that you hear and in a lot of the songs on that album. And, it was great to know that these guys were part of it.
Yeah, no doubt. I like that salsa arrangement going on with Roll the Dice. That's salsa music to me, you know what I mean?
I've always been influenced by so many different types of music. Like, you know, people say, oh, I don't like this kind of music. I don't like that kind of music. I like all kinds of music, and I draw influences
so do I.
all the time. Like, so when I come up with something, and it's like, I love a Latin sound for sure.
Absolutely. But more importantly for me, Monty, I'm all about the message in the music. As I am more so with the arrangement of the music, the arrangement, in my opinion, is the bonus. But I think, like, in Roll the Dice, that's real talk. You know what I mean? You're saying, hey, you're taking a chance. That's like on anything. You're taking a chance, but you're going to pray for the best. You know what I mean? But you're going to step out there on faith, and you might, you know, and I know about dice because I, you know, my, I know back in the day, you know, my dad used to play gamble, you know what I mean? So if you hit a 7 or 11, you know what I mean? You were winning.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They called them craps back there, you know what I'm saying? But hey, it was supposed to be an honest back then. You see what I'm saying? But no, I'm really, you're going to have to send me some information about Thirsty Thursday. That way, anyone who's listening, we're, our guest today is from Ontario. His name is Monty Craig. He is, sings jazz, performs. I mean, he's just all over the place. I am so excited just to have him on the show today. You know, Monty, how can people, I know they can go on iTunes. You've had your music on Amazon. How else can they get a hold of you if they just want to contact you, want you to play their music, participate in the Thirsty Thursday show, or even just listen to the Monty Craig Crooner show? How can we reach you?
The best way to do that would be on Facebook for sure. I have a great following on my fan page, just Monty Greig, MontyGreig. Look me up on Facebook, on Twitter, and just message me directly because I have nobody that is like my in-between guy. I do it all myself. So you send a message to Monty, it's going to come right to me. And I'm going to answer that.
Right, wow.
And,
how
everything's on there.
That. Right. Can you expand a little bit? You know, I'm really interested in knowing about the key players. Is that part of the Mark plan, the Mark Zubek group, the key players, and that's the group that you guys are actually?
Yeah, I have Joe Lucchetta nowadays. He is my band leader for the band. And then Mark Zubek is my producer, who's with Zed Records, who I produce all the music with. So okay. He's my co-writer on the songs as well. So they are my key players. If it wasn't for Joe and the boys in the band, because we switch the band switches up periodically.
Right.
If it wasn't for Joe and if it wasn't for Mark and his team on his side, there would be no me. So I always got to make sure I make mention to those guys because I've been nominated for a Toronto Independent Music Award 2 years in a row now. Haven't won, but I've been awful close, and it's a
lot
of fun.
At least you've been nominated, right? That means you're getting the attention.
I am. So
that's
hopefully
awesome.
This year's the third time is the charm, I hope. I'd like to walk away with it.
Well, I tell you, at the rate you're going, I know without a doubt that you're definitely going to get there.
Thank you.
I mean, you're just so animated and just motivated. Again, your energy level and just the being able to make people happy, to put on a good performance and get them, you know, you've been characterized as breathing new life into jazz. Why is that?
I think because my performance style, I think, more than anything, because I don't just, you know, stand there at the mic and sing. I like to work wireless, and, you know, I have my mic stand. I have my trusty old mic stand that I've had for 25 years, and I'll do a run and jive right off the stage and carry on and go right up
God.
Out in the audience and sing, get down on one knee and sing a song right to them specifically and stuff like that. I get right into it.
You're old school. That's what that is. You're old school.
Yeah. I like to bring everybody right into the mood with me.
Well, let me tell
sometimes
you something.
Sometimes it hurts, though. I've fallen down a couple times off the stage.
That's okay. That just goes to show that you're passionate and you're engaging with your audience. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And I have to say, so the Rat Pack, just looking back on those groups and those different variety shows that were back in the day, I mean, those guys really engaged. They told a message. They were able to connect with their audiences. And I see that's what you like to do. That is exactly what you are patterning and modeling your performance on. And I think
exactly.
That's phenomenal. I think that's genuine. It's real. And it's real music.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
I
appreciate that.
Well, it looked like we're down to 1 minute, Monty. I want to thank you so much. This show, you know what, we need to start doing longer shows. 30 minutes is definitely not long enough. But nevertheless, it's been wonderful. Guys,
thank you.
Check out Monty Gregg, Facebook, Twitter. He's also looking to, if you have music that you want someone to listen to, or you just even trying to break into the music world, hit him up on Facebook, Twitter. Also, just Google his name. He's got the Thirsty Thursday show where you can actually just send him your music, and you never know what happens. Roll the dice and see what happens. Thank you so much, Monty. We're going to end with your next song called Dance the Night Away. Monty, thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Hold tight, and we're gonna end with this song. I want our audience to hear this phenomenal work of yours. Thank you so much,
you.
And we will be in touch. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
One second.
You too. Bye.
Dressed up to the nines.